بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مفتاح الجنة الصلاة ومفتاح الصلاة الطهور. رواه أحمد. حضرت جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله تعالی رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said the key to jannat, the key to paradise is salah, and the key to salah is wudu. The key to paradise is salah, and the key to salah is wudu. As Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, جُعِلَ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The comfort and the delight of my eyes, the coolness of my eyes has been placed in salah. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, الصَّلَاةُ عَمُودُ الدِّينِ. Namaz, salat, is a pillar of deen. As Ali radiallahu anhu reads, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's final words before he left this world were, الصَّلَاةَ الصَّلَاةَ اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ فِيمَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ. That be careful and safeguard and protect your salat. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned it twice, as-salata, as-salata. Be mindful of your salah, be mindful of your salah. And about those people whom your right hand possesses, that is your slaves and all those people under you, your subordinates. From this ahadith we can understand the importance of salah. In fact, Buni al-Islamu ala khamsin. Islam is built on five pillars. One is the shahad, kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Immediately after that, Nabiya Kareem says, as-salah. That salah is a pillar of deen. If there are no pillars, then obviously you can have no structure on it. So salah is absolutely important. We do perform our salah. But how do we perform our salah? Are we negligent? Are we heedless? Are we careful? The Quran Sharif talks about الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Mufassirin have gone into great detail in explaining what is meant by يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. And in essence, يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ is derived from the word أَقَامَ يُقِيمُ. When you actually take a stick and you straighten the stick. So here Allah Ta'ala is talking about straightening of the salat, meaning fixing the salat, establishing the salat. Mufassirin explain that one is the salat should be performed on its correct time. It should never be delayed. Like it is mentioned in the riwayat, generally asr salat, a person is very careless about it. So the person performs his asr salat rushingly just before sunset, as though a hen that's just pecking and picking up the seeds from the ground. The person is just going down up and down quickly, making sajda just to finish it in time. It is mentioned in the riwayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes that salat and throws it back and flings it on the person's face, like how you take a dirty rag and throw it back onto some person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of us. We require Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ulama say the salat should be performed on its correct time. It should not be delayed. Women folk also at home, busy chatting over the phone and the time is just whiling away. And last minute then we rush to read our salat. So if you be mind, Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in would be sitting and sometimes they would be having some discussion and sometimes light-hearted discussion, but the moment it was adhan, the color of the face, their faces would change. They would become kaljibal, like mountains. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'an, he become like a sick person because now his mind is now directed towards the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the ulama would sit there in the masjid, on the musalla, before salah, before adhan even, preparing, preconditioning their mind because now it's going to be a meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgive us, we come late for salat. We miss so many rakats, we become masbuq. We should try always to come early for salah. And give jawab to the adhan, sit in the first saf, and read our sunnats, tasbihat, dua. dua between adhan and iqama is accepted. As we mentioned in hadith, dua between adhan and iqama, whatever dua you make, it is accepted. So establishment of salah is to read salat on its correct time. Then our five times salah, not just few salat we read and then we come at home in the night and just cover up and make qaza. Every salat is important. Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. All these should be read with jamaat in the masjid for the men. It is wajib for the men to attend the masjid and read the namaz with jamaat. So namaz should be read on time and it should be read with khushu and khudu, with concentration, devotion. As we have explained many times, if Allah give us tawfiq again, how to get concentration in salat, we will discuss some other time. But here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, can you imagine the final words as he's departing from this world? As-salat, as-salat. Be mindful of your salat, be mindful of your salat. And therefore in one hadith Rasulullah says, man hafadha ala salawati al-khamsi, that person who guards his five times salat, ala wudu'iha, perform the wudu correctly, wa mawaqitiha, and performing the salat in its prescribed time, wa ruku'iha, wa sujoodiha, leading its ruku properly and sujood properly. Many of us hardly make the ruku, or we hardly stand up from the ruku. You haven't even made sami Allahu liman hamida properly. Yaquma is not done properly, erect. You just lift your head and you've already gone into sajda. Namaz is not made. You have to get the arkan of salat right, the faraid of salat right, wajibat of salat right, the sunnat of salat right. We have to go to the ulama and go and correct our postures of salat. So ruku has to be done properly. Between the two sajdas also in jalsa, you're going to sit calmly, not just raise your head and go dashing into sajda again. When a person reads his salat properly, then Allah it becomes a right upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah makes jahannam forbidden on this person. Allah protects this person from jahannam. The very first deed as far as huququllah is concerned, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, regarding which man will be questioned on the day of Qiyamah, will be salat. أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسَبُ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ. First amal, Allah will ask you, show me your salat. فَإِن صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ. If the salat is correct, then all the other actions will automatically become correct. Because salat teaches you discipline. Salat teaches you devotion, concentration. If your salat comes right, all your a'mal will come right. وَإِنْ فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ. But if your salat is incorrect, all your a'mal will be incorrect. My respected brothers and elders, Rasulullah gave us a very stern warning. And when he mentioned salat to the sahaba one day, he said, مَنْ حَافَظَ عَلَيْهَا كَانَتْ لَهُ نُورًا وَبُرْهَانًا. That person who protects his salat, it will be noor for him on the day of Qiyamah. Light. It will be a burhan. It will be a proof for him in the court of Allah. And وَنَجَاتًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, a salvation for him on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُحَافِظْ عَلِيهَا لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ نُورٌ وَلَا بُرْهَانٌ وَلَا نَجَاتٌ. That person who is not mindful of his salat, he does not protect his salat, there will be no noor for him on the day of Qiyamah. There will only be darkness. There will be no proof in the court of Allah. There will be no salvation for him. And on top of all this, وَكَانَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ مَعَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَهَامَانَ وَأُبَيِّ بْنِ خَلَفٍ. And on that day of Qiyamah, he will be with Fir'aun, he will be with Haman, he'll be Ubay bin Khalaf. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. May Allah keep us in the company of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba Kiram, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Therefore, this pillar and this foundation of deen, we should ensure that we protect it and we make our salat properly. Month of Ramadan is an excellent training period for those of us who could not get our salat right before that. Now we are getting it right. So immediately after the month of Ramadan, I'm making this humble appeal for myself and for all of us. Allah give us the encouragement, the himmat. Every Ramadan we make the same announcement. It is so sad, so sad, so sad. The day after Eid, Fajr, the whole masjid that we see so full, the month of Ramadan, everything, all the stuffs are decreased. We hardly get two or three stuffs. As though we are just tearing this pact that we made with Allah Ta'ala in the month of Ramadan, that now I don't care, Ramadan is over. Let us make a firm resolution, firm promise to Allah Ta'ala. And the easy way out, have good friends that will remind you and pick you up for salat. When you have a group of people coming together, then automatically you feel, no, I got to make it. Otherwise, the other brother will be waiting, so I've got to pick him up. Inshallah, if we do this, then we'll find our masjid becoming abad. How many percent of the Muslims are performing salat? And that is why our tablighi brothers go door to door, reminding us for salat, we become angry. What are you coming telling me about namaz? I got iman, I'm a Muslim. You'd rather go to the non-Muslim. How are we going to go to the non-Muslim when our own salat, our own amal is not right? And therefore we need our masjid to be full, like Jummah and Eid, for every salat. If Fajr salat we have the crowd like Jummah, then imagine what barakah we will enjoy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.